audience, you're trying to do it. But in sales to a flight, we cannot do it of ourselves. Cannot put someone to a flight of ourselves. So therefore, we need the Lord to direct us. Our knowledge and our understanding, and it could not, cannot do it. Man, our knowledge and our understanding cannot do it. He going to whom he may have vowed. Amen. See, and the more we try to do our thing, and then God, Satan is trying us more. All right, let's look at St. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 12. Amen. St. Matthew
the living God,
And we know you're not, your body is the temple of the living God. So thou has to be a living person who are God. Now they're going to be, that's pretty deep. What did I say?
There has to be a living person who are God.
Who are God. Because, amen, he said that he, your body is the temple of God.
Of God.
Of God. Of a living God. A living God, not a dead God. Amen. Now this building is dead concerning to God. Lord, help me tonight. Help me today. It can't, this building cannot do anything. So it has to be a living person to be able to do what God wants them to do. So he said, now, read that part again. Read those
eight. And Jesus went into the temple of God.
And Jesus went into the temple of God. Where is the temple of God? Hey, y'all, come on, let's get it right. Let's get it right. Nobody not in your body is the temple of God. That's it. That's it. Amen. Now, it's not talking about this building. I'm not talking about that great big building over there next door with the great big speaker on top of it. You're not talking about that. You're talking about knowing not your body, my body, is the temple of the living God. The living God. Amen. The temple of the living God. Your body and my body is the temple, amen, of the living God. Because God lives in us. And now he has control, and now he takes control of us. Amen. He uses us as his body. That's what he's showing us there. Watch me now. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand?
Amen.
And that's the reason why we have to be careful about what we do or what we say or what we take this body. And we do with this body because our body is a temple of the living God. Who that live in us and who that control us, who talk to us, who tell us where to go and where not to go, and what to do and what not, and what to do and what not to do.
Okay.
Now watch this.
And Jesus went into the temple of God.
And Jesus went into the temple of God.
And cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple.
Amen. Now see, amen, the temple here cannot, amen, cannot do those things you just read there. What was those things you just read? He went into the temple, and they go back and say, Jesus went into the temple.
And Jesus went into the temple of God.
And he went into the temple of God.
And cast out and all of them that sold and bought in the temple.
All right, the temple, which is this building, we call it the temple, this building cannot. What y'all saying? The temple cannot sell and cannot buy. So it has to be a person that God is living in, that he went in and he cast out the devil. Y'all better listen to the close time. All right, now watch it. Now read now.
And he overthrew the tables of money changers.
And there are people who are living, who are living, and they need to be overthrown because they are money changers. All they are concerned about money. Don't care how they get it, what have to do to get the money. Money changers. Amen. Otherwise, when I used up 2 weeks, last week, week before, what did I use? Amen. The bishop coming here, what did he say, what I said he wanted to do? The bishop coming here wanted to do, all he talks about is what? I said, he's coming here, and all he talks about making the deal. That's making the deal, make a deal. And that's all money changes are supposed to be. It's about making a change, making a deal. Take a deal. Let's make a deal, Brother Sam. Doesn't matter if we can make a deal or crook or what it is, as long as we just make a deal. And that's what some folks are, they're money changers. And now watch this now.
And overthrew all tables of the money changers.
Now God came in and he overturned the people who were money changers.
And the seats of them that sold doves.
And the receipts of them that sold doves. Read.
And said unto them.
And he said unto them.
It is written.
It is written.
My house shall be called the house of prayer.
No, he said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Now, not this building. Not the big dealer next door, not the big dealer down the street or downtown, some of the big churches that they're building today, amen. The Union built the big church, he got more church, amen, on the ground than he got on top. I don't know if some of y'all been in there since they did this. But they got more church under the ground than they got on top of the ground. Amen. But referring to the scripture, that is what God is talking about. That's what God is talking about. Amen. Big building up there. Amen. Otherwise, he's not building the building, but he's refinishing the building up there. It's going to be pretty big when they get through it. They're all finished with it. But this is what our folks are looking for, amen, or something that'll be, and the money changes. They want to get money coming, you know, coming their way and flopping and what have you. And this is what folks are looking for. But this is not God, what God talking about. He talking about, amen, he living in you. And you got the mind of just money change, just more money, and get more. So God coming in, he had to overthrow the tables. Yes, because that's all they had in their mind, that they had in their spirit, was to get more money. Now watch this now.
It is written.
Now it is written.
My house,
where God lives, where God dwells, and we said, know ye not that your body is the temple of God? God dwells in our body. Amen. Otherwise, in this building, but he's in our body. Amen. And what he's telling us, we got to keep this body clean. Keep this body clean. And no need of us trying to think we're going to get by with them and something. God going to let us get by here. He's going to let us steal away. No, it's not going to work like that. Amen. He coming back as the people that is clean, that have a right mind. Amen. And that right mind is not getting more. What I said? Yeah, get more. That wasn't out of the room to get more. Get more. Don't care how they get, and they're super till on Saturday morning. Amen. They're counters of rustlers. Amen. Sheep rustlers. They have to get more. I want to get more. Amen. Amen. Go around and gonna tell somebody. Amen. You come on, I do this for you, and I do this, and you can get more over here, and then you get over there. Amen. Anyway. And you can do more. You can get over there. When you get over here, there's another story. Over there, rather, is another story. Amen. They put the clamp on you. When they put the clamp on you, you done made a mistake, and it's hard to undo it. So you better think before you go. Amen. Letting somebody rush you and getting tired. The cow, you know, the sheep, you know, they get tired of running because the sheep a man to behind them, and they get tired of running, so they slow down. But you can't slow down this way. I said what?
The chief rusher is behind you.
And you cannot slow down, because if you slow down, he's going to bend, he's going to brand you.
Right.
God knows he's going to brand you. You better watch it. Amen. Y'all sing the song, say, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. Amen. And anybody ask you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Holy Ghost feel fire baptized. Amen. And I'm running for my life. But if you're running for your life, then you will not slow down. Because the sheep, rustle, is going to catch you and they're going to brand you. Mm-hmm. All right, read now, go on.
It is written.
Now, it is written.
My house shall be called a house of prayer.
Now we got to remember, saints, amen, that what is written, it only is going to be what you're going to cause you to stand, causing you and I to make it. You got to stick with what is written. Is written. What is written. Amen. Don't never think that your knowledge or your wisdom or you went to the theology and took up the theology and all this kind of stuff and you got all this wisdom and you think this is what's going to get you going. It's not going to get you going. It's only people that is in the church. He said there are going to be a few going to enter in at this great gate. Am I right? So now, now these people that doing all these kind of things, what you're saying, they're not concerned about God living in them. And going back to the scripture, they're only concerned about getting more. But there's a thief. They're robbers. All they want is to get more. All they want is to get some more people to give us some more money. Like the brother, the preacher told me out there in the back out there, said to me, he said, you're riding around in that big car. That's a nice car there. I bet you got a nice car there at Lincoln tonight. He said, I'm going to start a preaching so I can get me one of them. Now, what is that to start a preaching about? And don't know how, he asked me how I get it and what I had to go through to get that car. But he just wanted. And that's where a lot of folks are. They monkey see, monkey do. They want everything somebody else got, and they're trying, and making themselves a thief, a den of thieves, that God, which God don't like. Amen. No. It's not about, amen, how big, how large your church are. Now, a lot of those churches, amen, that have 1,000, 2,000 people, the pastor don't even know you. Some folks so ignorant, they go pile up in a big old church with a whole lot of people in there, 50 to 100, 200, 300 people, 1,000 folks. And you're going to leave a church, a small church, where folks are concerned about you and that see you every day, see you. Come on, know your name. Come on here, know you. Amen. The brother said to the preacher, to the pastor there in Waterbury, says, telling him something. So the pastor said, do I know you? I don't know you. And the brother said to him, said, well, I've been coming to your church for years. I'm a member of your church. And he don't know because he got so many people. So now, what I'm saying, it'll be dumb or ignorant to me to walk out of a church, a small, no congregation, and go pile up in a big old church where it got 1,000 members in there, and then I don't be recognized. I'm singing in the choir, I'm on the worship board, I'm on the deacon board, and all these kind of things, but who am I? Am I to be recognized? Do the pastor know me? Do the pastor wife know me? Do the only one that know me? It is the president of the worship board, the president of the choir, director, what have you, but the main person don't know you. You just one of the numbers. If I'm talking wrong, then y'all correct me. If I'm talking right, then y'all correct me. Amen. See, so it's not about how many people that are in the church, but how many people that is saved, how many people you gotten saved, how many people you got ready to go back with Jesus, if Jesus has me to come right now. Yeah.
You often wonder that the man who died of his congregation, if I got a $10 membership. No.
You don't know. It's just like T.J. Jack. He got all of those people piling up there in that temple he got. And he don't even know them. All he know that they putting the money in there to keep that door open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say, among you.
Yeah. As it go along. As it go along. Do know them. Yeah.
Feed my lamb. But I need to feed these people, know what their needs are, and if I don't even know their name,
or how you know their needs.
Who they are.
it's not about how many people you get in the church, and how many doors, how many churches, amen. The preacher is saying, amen, I got two churches and two locations, or three locations. Four locations. Now, how many people that are in those churches that you know them? Now, what's the scripture? I've got to go and let that rest for a while. It's okay. And I think I'll come back. Yeah. All right.
And the blind and the lame came to Jesus
in the temple.
And he healed them.
Now, if you're blind and you're lame, come on here now. And if you're in the temple, not out of the temple, but in the temple. Now, God lives in us, and we live in Him. Y'all understand? That's what the scripture says. Y'all, God lives in us, and we live in Him. When we come to Him, the Spirit of God come and dwell in us, and then it makes us become a spirit too. I don't know, some of y'all. Amen. Sometimes being sleeping, sometimes being not sleep, but being, you know, one of those drives and things. And seems like your spirit jumps out of you and leaves you. I don't know if y'all ever got come to that. A transmitted thing takes place. You yourself just laying there. But the spirit has left that. God takes you through those transformations. That's right. The transformation takes place. One of the disciples. That's right. It's the same. And when we get in Christ, and then these things will take place. Otherwise, get in the Word of God. They'll take place not only those in the Bible days, but in the day now in which we live in this and such. That we live in today. See, but we got to get in Christ and stand. We are so quick, saints, to say that we are in Christ this moment. And so we're going to stand. Just like some of the things say, well, bitch, I ain't going to never leave. I'm going to be with y'all until I die. But they say, and then as soon as something come up, and then they're going another way. But see, God knows what about us. He already knows what about us. When we say we're going to stay with God, God knows all about that. He knows how long are you going to stay. He knows your mind. He knows your thoughts that are far off. He said so. So you can't fool God. You can't play with God because he's the only wise God. See, and that's where we got our, that's not coming around folks with all messed up because they're trying to fool him. You can't fool him. Now watch this here. Now watch the scripture.
And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did,
God came into the temple and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful thing that he had done,
and the children was crying
in the temple,
saying,
Hosanna
to the Son of David. They were sore displeased.
Amen. All right. Amen. Mark chapter. We're going to run down a little something here now. Mark chapter 11 and verse 27. Amen. So now we got that. Amen. You have to use the Word of God. You can't fight the devil with your theology or your understanding or none of those things. You can't fight the devil with that. You got to fight the devil with the Word. So that's what he's saying here. He said that it is the Word. You can't tempt it. All right, now watch here. 11:27.
Mark chapter 11 and verse 27.
That's right.
And they came again to Jerusalem. As Jesus was walking in the temple. There come to him
the chief priest. The chief and the elders,
and say unto him,
by what authority, that you do all what you're doing, about what authority that you're doing all these things that you're doing, and these things that you're doing. I'm going to read now.
And who gave thee this authority?
And who gave thee, this authority?
To do these things. And Jesus answered and said unto him. I will also ask of you one question.
I'm asking of you that are here in the, Sunday school this morning, one question.
And answer me.
And now you please answer me.
And I will tell you by what authority I do these things. I do these things. All right, now what is it? Read. The baptism of John. Was it from heaven?
Was it from heaven?
Or of man?
Was it from heaven or it was from John? Some people think the baptism is from man, but it ain't from man. It's from heaven. I read it now. What it says?
The baptism of John. Was it from heaven? Or of man?
Or from man?
Answer me
now.
And they reason with themselves.
Saying what they say.
If we shall say.
From heaven.
He will say. Why then did ye not believe him? But if we shall say. Now the
disciples are saying this now. Now if we will say as man.
They fear the people.
The reason why a lot of things that we don't do, or we don't believe, we don't understand, is because we fear the people. What the folks are going to say. I know y'all don't agree with me on that. A lot of people will come to church, and they will get saved, and a lot of you will live better than what you're living. It is the only reason why you don't live better than what you live in is because you fear the people. Because if you do what the Word of God says, if you do what the Bible says, come on here now, amen. And then you're not going to have the people that are going to look up as you being properly. You're not going to have no favoritism. People, amen, going to look up as you are being something, being somebody. Come on here now. But if you stay with the word, with the word, with the gospel, amen, and then you know that you are not going to be looked up as being popular. And then read that part, that clause again.
But if we should say of men. They fear the people.
All right, they're going to fear the people. They'll be afraid of what the people will say about you. And then today, this is what's going on today. The church will be more effective, and more people will be in the church if we don't fear the people. The Lord woke me up this morning, and I was thinking this morning, amen. We don't, here in this organization, we have tried to work with everybody. Amen. Trying to work with everybody, and we try to deal with everybody. The more we try to deal with people and try to help people, they'll come in and they'll say, "Well, yeah, we'll work with you, and we can agree with your doctrine. We'll agree with your doctrine, and whether we can just start a working first, start being together first, and then we'll get to that, you know." But what I'm trying to say, we need to get out of that today. We need to get out of trying to work with folks. We need to get down to the real nitty gritty. If we believe in the silver talking to me no more, if we believe in the apostolic doctrine, we say we're going to live by the apostolic doctrine, and we're going to preach and we're going to teach the apostolic doctrine, don't need of us trying to break it down to satisfy Brother Sam.
All right.
If we know that the apostolic doctrine is right, then we should stick with that. That was given to me, and I will be talking about that today in the meeting. They don't need to rush trying to deal with people and try because of friendship, because we like this person because that person like us, and all this kind of stuff. And we do these things to try to get along with them. But we need to come back to the old landmark. The old teaching of the apostles, and stay with the old teaching of the apostles. Now the devil didn't get up to me. We're not gonna have no more churches, and we're not gonna have no more people when we don't stay with them of what we believe in. We need a base that we might dwell on, and that we may stick with the base of what we believe in. And then we need to teach and preach the base that we believe in, we teach. Stay with it. Then we can get some churches. Then we can be enlarged. The organization will grow and it can be a great and what have you, but we got to have a base. So now, read that again now. Watch what it's saying now. But if we shall say,
of men, they fear the people.
The way we say of men, the men fear the people. They fear the people. And not that they don't know, and not that they don't know, but they know, but they fear the people. If I do what the gospel tell me, if I do what the word of God tell me, amen, I won't be popular. I won't be looked upon as being nobody. But what are you doing? You're not helping yourself.
All right.
You're not helping yourself. We are not. The organization is not doing what? It's not helping itself because we're still students. We are still in stagger water. We got to go back to the old times. That is, sticking with, amen, the gospel. But the word of God said, if we do what?
If we shall say of men,
if we shall say of men,
they fear the people.
But the man fear the people. Read now.
For all men,
counted John,
that he was a prophet indeed.
That the baptism comes from John, but he said the baptism came from heaven. Ooh, Jesus, help me, Jesus. It didn't come from man. That was, y'all read it. Y'all got the hands on it. Got your finger on it. Sit back and. Keep your finger on it. My God, this is teaching. This is great.
We're
in knowledge. Yeah.
You're not
trying to kill nobody, but what you need to do, it is to teach the people.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to tell them. Don't bite your tongue and tell them what the word of God says, or what you believe in, and what, amen, they got have to do, and if they don't do it, and then they burn out back. You know?
And said unto Jesus, Jesus.
And these people, these disciples answered and said unto Jesus,
We cannot tell. And Jesus answered, saying unto them.
And Jesus answered and saying unto them,
neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things.
Now, amen, neither I tell you by what authority I tell you I do these things. You see, because they ain't going to do no good. Now, if I just let you get by doing this and doing that, just to come into the organization, and then it ain't going to do you no good.
Right.
And it ain't going to do me no good.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were looking for. Understand? But he said the baptism is from heaven, and not from John. Not from man on this earth. All right. Now watch this. Now read now. Mm-hmm. All right then. Okay, honey. I got some more, honey. Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. St. Luke chapter 19 and verse 45. You see, what this is trying to tell y'all, amen, we want to use the terminology of our understanding and our wisdom to try to get folks in the church. You know, you can't get them in like that. I might have thought when years ago that by me playing and singing, like I got sang. I used to do a lot of singing. Used to do a lot of singing. If anybody memo back, I was around here about that time. I used to do a lot of singing, a lot of preaching, and just talk in my conscious mind. And this is what we're going to fill this church up. Yeah, that's right. I thought that. Amen. But let me think. Folks come in, pat me on my back, and they're telling me to sing this song and play this song and do all of this, you know. And I thought, well, this was going to do my share of ministerial work, causing a lot of folks to come in the church. But I'm trying to say to y'all, amen, our imagination and our mind and our theory of thinking is not going to bring nobody in the church. We got to, you're only going to have to use the word of God.
Right.
That's what is going to build the church. It is the word of God. And that's what he was telling the brothers there. It's not my will, but by the word of God. If we use the word of God, and that's what we're going to build the church up. All right, now. All right, now. St. Luke chapter
19 and verse 45.
That's it.
And he went into the temple.
Now, Jesus went into the temple.
And began to cast out them that sold therein.
Look at it. And Jesus, amen, began to cast out them that sold. They're in the temple. Amen. And now, when we get so that now we broke that down. Now the temple, it is not just building. And we understand that. When he's talking about the temple, he's talking about the casting out. The one who sold in the temple, he's talking about your body is the temple of God. God, amen, is tired of the way we're going. It is trying to get more. God is what? What we doing, trying to get more. Now watch this here now.
And he went into the temple.
And Jesus went into the temple.
And began to cast out them that sold therein.
And we began to cast them out who sold therein.
And them that bought.
And the people who even bought it. Oh, God. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. I'm trying to sell, Sister Smith is trying to sell, amen, praise God, some corrupted doctrine. Just to get somebody else to get a member in the church. You know it's not right. But if you want to tell them something, tell them anything, just to get them in the church, you say that she got somebody sitting in the church that came in the church under her jurisdiction or her ministry. then it's not going to work. The scripture is saying it's not going to help you, and neither not going to help the person when you do not tell them the truth. Now read that again, because I want y'all to get it. You better write it down too, because it's important.
And he went into the temple.
And Jesus went into the temple.
And began to cast out them that sold therein.
That sold therein. You see, when Jesus come here, he changes things. Say he changes things. God changes things when he come in. What have been doing down through the years is no more. When he comes to your heart, then it's no more you now. But it's Christ that lives in you. And he come into your temple. And will you not that your body is the temple of the Jones, Christ, temple of God. God comes in, and no more Sister Jones no more. Things that you used to do, now you used to do things, you don't do them no more, because Jesus changed your everyday life.
I saw the light.
And I know the scripture's in the right setting. It's in the right setting. Now watch this now.
St. Luke chapter 19 and verse 45.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into the temple.
And Jesus went into the temple.
And began to cast out them that sold.
And he cast them out that sold
therein. And them that bought.
And then, look at it, and them that sold and them that bought it. Amen. Praise God. There are some people that he didn't enter in, but there are some people that bought, amen, what? The one that he was in. He bought from him. Amen. And we got a lot of folks that are in the church, and not in the church, and they're about what God wants. All right, now watch this now.
Verse 46.
Uh-huh.
Saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves.
But you have made a den of thieves. Now, knowing not that your body is a temple of God, not this building, don't want y'all to get it wrong, not the building next door with all those steeples and all those things and all of this, he ain't talking about that. He's not talking about it, because this building can't do nothing for God but sit here and look pretty. That's all they can do for it. Amen. But he's talking about the using of your body, which he had come in and took up his abode within you enough, and he lives in us, and he wants to control. He wants to lead us, and he wants to guide us. And now watch this now.
Verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught daily in the temple.
And then Jesus taught daily in the temple.
But the chief priests.
And the scribes.
And the chief of the people sought to destroy him.
They wanted to destroy him because he wasn't talking right. You and I are going to have the same thing. We are going to be criticized. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be scandalized. Amen. We're going to be knocked upon. We're going to be beat upon. Amen. And will we stand up to what we believe in?
All right.
Stand up to our principle of where? Of the principle of the doctrine. This is good stuff here. The principle of the doctrine, which is right. Don't let nobody fool you, saints. Ain't nobody going to heaven any kind of way. The only way you go to heaven, you got to meet when? You got to meet God's condition.
Yeah.
Meet God's condition. Got to stay with the word. Right. Amen. Now you can't go out preaching your knowledge. And you understand what you got into the seminar. Amen. All the time, because a lot of times the people they're teaching and teaching things that in the center of law. Amen. The center law. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the school.
Yes.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Amen. See, because a lot of times those people is not up on the word. Not up on the word. You need to be somewhere where the people is up on the word and they understand and they teach us what the word of God say. All right, now what is saying in the temple, don't y'all forget, the temple, it is not the church. And don't care how beautiful that the bishop ought to build this church and how he got it fixed up so beautiful and everything is in place, everything been good. But God ain't counting for that. He's not counting. The counter for me at the end is going to be what I do for Christ is going to win, going to last. That's what it's going to down. Because I am and you are the church.
That's it.
Amen. So how many believe that?
Amen.
What you or I do for Christ is going to last. Nothing else. Nothing else. We got to stick with the word, the gospel. Watch this now.
48.
Verse 48.
And could not find what they might do.
I read it back up there. 47. Yeah.
And he taught daily in the temple.
Now Jesus taught daily in the temple.
But the chief priest.
And the scribes. Watch this now. The chief priest and the scribes.
And the chief of the people sought to destroy him.
Look at they wanted to destroy Jesus because that he wasn't talking right. They said talking right. He wasn't talking about you. And I said that we, as being people of God, if we don't go along with folks, people, and go along with their mess, and go along with what they believe, and go along with their, they ain't going to lack us either. They're going to talk, they're going to seek to do what to destroy us. Talk about us. Oh, amen. Sister Whistle, she ain't right. You're not right. She just ain't right. You know, you don't do what they said do. You ain't right. Amen. All right, they sought to kill him. Destroy him. Read.
Verse 48.
Yeah.
And could not find what they might do.
They were thinking, what can we do to get rid of him, destroy him? Read.
For all the people were very attentive to his words, to hear words.
They wanted to hear. They wanted to hear what was going to be the outcome. The outcome. The outcome of this question. Read now.
For all the people were very attentive to hear him.
Yeah, they were attentive to hear him. Read. All right. So the lesson today, it is talking about, amen, we're still on this lesson because I want to really get it into your spirit because we cannot think that we are going to outdo the devil. Ain't nobody going to outdo the devil. Don't care how much you can sing and how much, amen, you can preach and how much, amen, you can have the understanding, amen, to be able to tell men and women what thus said the Lord. It doesn't matter about all of this. Amen. Praise God. You can't outdo the devil. Am I right? Don't mean you're trying. Right. You can't use your term of knowledge, amen, to try to beat the devil. So I thought they're putting the devil to a flight. And that flight is putting him to a run. A run. Praise God. Otherwise, get away from here. I don't want you around me, and I want to see you, and I don't want you to see me. Putting the devil to win.
To a flight.
And your term of knowledge and your understanding and your wisdom is not going to put the devil to win.
To a flight.
God knows that. Now Jesus, amen, and most of his teaching in his ministry, amen, he taught us how to be able to do these things. The many things that he taught us first, and otherwise he was like Paul said, amen, what I got to do and do what I have to do and do, amen, be a partaker of what I teach you or what I tell you. I have to be a first. Say what? First partaker. Otherwise, I cannot tell you nothing that I don't do myself. I don't say myself. I don't live myself. I got to be first partaker of that. Amen. And Jesus, amen, when he was baptized, he came to John to be baptized, amen, to show us. It wasn't more necessary for him to come and to be baptized, but he did that to show us, you and I, how that he wanted to be doing, how it was to be doing. When he came to John, this thing came from heaven to John to baptize him. That's why he told, that's why Jesus said to John, said, amen, John refused to baptize, say, I don't want to do that, I can't do that. But Jesus said, it's due to you. It is for you to baptize him. Amen. For somebody else to see has to be doing.
Right.
Don't say that you don't want to do it, you can't do it. But you're going to have to do it.
Yes, yes.
So now, somebody said, well, I don't want to come to church and pull my clothes off and put on some more garments on clothes to be baptized. But Jesus had to do it, so now if he had to do it, then who am I? He said that you got to do it. John took, and Jesus went into the water, into the water. And John emerged, Jesus, under the water. And the Bible said, straight up, he stood him up, and the heavens opened, and the light shined down on him. And the voice spoke out, saying, this is my beloved son, in whom? In whom? In whom? Don't leave that out. In whom? In whom I am well pleased. Why I'm well praised? Because he did what the heavens desired, was to be baptized to show the human men what was to be done. And so what this is saying, in many instances, Jesus showed us how things to be doing, how he wanted to be doing, by him doing what? Doing it himself. I am doing it himself. He did it. So now, you cannot fight the devil. So now, when the devil came to him, amen, here in the St. Matthew, the fourth and three, when the devil came to him, amen, to tempt him, amen, and he said, if thou beest the Son of God, if thou be who? If thou be the Son of God, he said, then he said, command these stones to be made bread. Command these stones to be made bread. If thou be the Son of God. All right, now watch this now.
But he answered and said, It is written.
Otherwise, amen, Jesus uses the word of God upon him. It's written.
Man shall not live by bread.
Now, if Jesus had to use the word of God on Satan, then by right, we're going to have to use it too.
Yes.
Because you ain't doing nothing trying to use your terminology. Some of them say, my mind. You don't need to use your mind because your mind ain't going to work either. So watch this now. Read that cloud again.
Amen. Verse 4.
Yeah.
But he answered and said, It is written.
Now it's written. This thing is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Man or woman shall not live by bread alone.
But by every word.
Now this is written. This written. Amen. It already has been put forth. It already has been talked about. It already has been done. It already has been manifest. How about that, Habakkuk? Amen. Otherwise, praise God, so now you don't have to question, why am I got to be baptized? You don't have to question about why am I got to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because, amen, God did it himself. He did these things himself to prove unto us and to show of us, amen, how it to be done. Lord, help mercy. Help with it. Help with it. Help with it. You don't have to question him. Lord, have mercy. We got a lot of folks that question it. So he says, now, it is written.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
It has been talked about. It has been shown. It has been witnessed to you and made to be understood. Come on here now. Amen. Of you, praise God. That these things have been already, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. This is what you're gonna live by. Thanks. Amen. No need of trying to use our term of knowledge and use our understanding to try to get folks in the church or to try to get people in the organization. Because God knows it ain't going to work. Then the question. I didn't think of this, about all this thing, but as I said on this morning, and the Lord God brought these little things to me to connect them together. We only hurting ourselves, and we're hurting the other person. Scripture just told us that. I didn't get these scriptures to try to fight nobody. But I'm just showing you what the Lord gave me. We read the scripture before this scripture here. We read the scripture. It was telling you and I that we can't do anything without the word of God. God's going to have to do it. He's going to have to do it all. And we're going to have to come through the word of God. Now, don't need no trying to show that we have so much knowledge, so much wisdom, because we ain't got nothing compared to what God got. And you can't, and our topic today, it is put the devil to fight. You can't even put him to fight on your own self. Your big old self. Somebody said, well, I'm so big, your bigness ain't gonna do it either. You want the devil to run, you got to use the word. Now listen, say, don't fool others, fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. Don't make you fooling yourself. You can't put the devil to the run of yourself. And you can't have no one scripture. That's what I'm trying. I want to get to you. You can't have one scripture and put it to the flight. You got to have some scriptures, some word. You got to have some word. Say some word. Because some folks think I use one scripture, you know, and one scripture ain't going to do it. Because he's smart. You don't know what way he's going to come. This is your dressing room now, so you can get some word in you. So whatever way he comes, then you got something to fight it with.
Right.
Now I got to quit. My time is up, and I thank you for your time. In the hands of Superintendent Smith.